7.
Oh, in the case of Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Hi, Manwich.
Hey. Hey, it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Well, we know that. 1-800-259-9231. It's actually Thursday evening. It's hour number two of the show, and we're here live. Unlike every other talk show in the nation, we're actually in the studio doing the show just for you. Because I know, as somebody who doesn't necessarily celebrate Christmas, I still participate in the season, if you will, but I kind of celebrate winter solstice, shall we say. Not that I'm a pagan or anything, I don't really celebrate anything, so I might as well attach myself to solstice since it's not religious in any way. That makes sense.
I think that the holidays are part of the culture, so I definitely, for that. And I'm a religious guy, so.
I didn't think that I was gonna touch on this, but I think Christmas is a little cheesy. And what I mean by that is, why do you have to have one particular day in the year where it's expected that you give gifts to people? Why can't you just, if you want to give a gift to somebody, give them a gift?
That's what the Jehovah's Witnesses say.
Any time of the year.
There
Wait, are you serious?
Yes.
That's what the Jehovah's Witnesses say?
There you go.
Oh, my gosh. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Skyler in Sarasota. You're on Free Talk Live. This is your show. You take control. What's up?
Hey, I've been holding for a little while. I held through the last segment. Was listening to you talking about, meeting some very famous people who are fighting for freedom in this country. And it was interesting listening to Herr Manwich describe that he had met some of the same people.
Because, okay.
One of the things that he said a segment ago was one of the most freedom-hating things I've ever heard. And I can't
You love to give me trouble. Show. You damn Big Al libertarians.
What is it that he said? And why didn't I call him on it? What was
it? He said, if you really want to be free, that you should just cooperate with the speeding laws. You should just go the speed limit. You should just wear the armband. Should just... And that's not what freedom is all about. Freedom isn't free. In order to fight for freedom, you have to push the limit. And I don't know, I kind of wanted to, there's a quote from a movie I saw recently.
Okay.
That is very libertarian, National Treasure.
National Treasures?
National Treasure is actually
Nicolas
a very
Cage.
Libertarian movie. Yeah, with Nicolas Cage, and I was actually very surprised. I was expecting to go see a really cheesy action movie, and this movie had some of the most libertarian leanings I've ever heard in a movie. And to give an example, here's a quote. There's a section in the movie where they're at a party celebrating the Declaration of Independence at a museum.
Huh.
And one of the characters asks a toast, and his response is, a toast? To high treason. That's what these men were committing when they signed the Declaration. Had they lost the war, they would have been hanged, beheaded, drawn and quartered, and, oh, my personal favorite, had their entrails cut out and burned. So here's to the men who did what was considered wrong in order to do what they knew was right.
That's an excellent quote.
Yeah. And, I just wanted to point out that, following along with what you're told to do isn't always what freedom is all about.
I happen to agree.
I'm not going to buy that.
Skyler, I agree 100% with what you're saying, and I think maybe Manwich phrased it wrong.
No, that's what I mean.
No.
Precisely. Follow the speed limits, you will remain free.
Well,
now,
let's
look at it from this point, Skyler.
That's convenient.
Let's look at it from this point. Let's look at it from this point of view. I let you go on the whole way, so now I'm ready to go. I've completely lost my train of thought.
Well, that's okay, because I'll make a comment, because, Skyler, what you're saying is absolutely right.
I think, of course,
what Manwich was trying to communicate, though, is that if you want to stay out of the system and not get your ass thrown in the clink, then you should probably obey the speed limits. And that I happen to agree with. I don't want to deal with the cops.
Ian and his thug, Skyler. All right.
You're my thug now, Skyler. That's great.
He's like the mafia. If you can't take care of it,
the enforcer.
Skyler will come along. All right, so here's the point I'm trying to make, Skyler. Even though I know that the Big L libertarians out there would love to see fast change, a big sweeping change of our government, the chances of that happening are very, very, very slim. And I don't think that the biggest issue that's facing us on our plate today is speed limits.
No, it's definitely not.
As a matter of fact, I think speed limits are pretty good in a lot of respects.
here's the problem, though, man. What you advocate, and you constantly advocate on this show, the type of behavior that is the type of person who will, you know, that scientific experiment Ian talked about a little while ago where someone is told by an authoritarian, you know, the Gestapo, press the button. Just press the button. I'm here. I'm authoritative, and I'm telling you to press the button. Sure,
right.
It's going to shock and destroy, you know, this innocent person over here who is obviously experiencing pain, but just push it because I'm telling you to.
Right, that's
you
the Milgram study.
You advocate that type of behavior.
I do not advocate that type of behavior. If I was stuck in that, if I was in that situation, I would tell them to go get stuffed.
I think that's
but
the
you
best.
You say it all the time on the show. You're like, go along with it. Go along with the norm. Just play along. Don't worry about it.
I think that
because you're going to end up in jail and not be able to do anybody any good there.
Well
there are certain
you know, what? You know, sometimes.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Skylar.
I was going to say sometimes you have to push. You have to push the limit.
I absolutely
agree. How much good has it done Lyndon LaRouche?
Hold on, Manwich. I absolutely agree. You should push the limits. I don't think speeding is the issue that you want to be pushing the limits on. Because really, you're not going to get any press attention because you got arrested for speeding. Now, what Michael Badnarik and David Cobb did in this past election with getting arrested, that was the right time to make a move against the law and to do it publicly. That was certainly a good move. But going out and doing 100 miles an hour down the interstate just to spite the law is not going to do anything to advance the cause of freedom. So I'm agreeing with both of you on this one.
I like my 3 points that I have a tendency to stick with, which is, you know, anti-death penalty, the withholding tax, and the Second Amendment. You know, and I stick with those. Because I feel like if you make big sweeping changes, that you're not going to have much luck convincing anybody of anything. Hello, Skylar.
Yeah, no, I to a certain extent, I agree with you. I don't know, you know, I don't agree with making big sweeping changes, not convincing anyone. You know, I believe that if you're going to, I don't know, I guess if you're going to push something, then you gotta push it. You know,
we're going to have to make big sweeping changes.
Exactly.
Well, first of all, to make the big sweeping changes, we'll have to convince everybody in advance. I mean, to get libertarians elected is going to take a huge paradigm shift from the voters in this country.
And some issues can't be approached without other changes having occurred in the place. Like, for instance, we were talking about last night with immigration.
Right.
You can't just open up the borders if you've got this huge welfare state and where hospitals are responsible for taking care of immigrants that come across the border.
But you could do them both at the same time. You could, on the same day, eliminate the welfare programs and on the same day fully open the borders. But again, to get to the point to where you'd be able to be the president or to be the governor of a state and sign a law like that, you would have had to have gotten elected, which means you'd have to communicate that successfully to the voters in the first place to get you into that office. If the voters voted for libertarians and libertarians won elections, there'd be no problem going ahead and just doing everything all at once because the voters understand that's what they wanted.
Right.
I was not as scary then.
Let me also say that the Libertarian Party is growing, and small L Libertarian Republicans haven't been getting anything done because the gradualism isn't working. We're losing freedom consistently, and we're just sliding downhill.
That I agree with. That's one of the big disagreements within the Libertarian Party. Libertarians don't agree on everything. There are certain issues like abortion. There's other issues that we just don't necessarily agree on. But when it comes to the size of government and reducing it, this is one of the major schisms in the party. There's a group of people in the party that believe it's all going to be done as quick as possible, and then there's, as you put it, the gradualists, Skylar, that they want to do a little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit there. But the problem is, when you take one step forward, all the other forces in government are taking you two steps backwards, so that's why it all has to be done very quickly.
I would love to see these sweeping changes, some sweeping changes cause libertarianism in the United States. I just don't see them happening.
Skylar, if you've got more, hang on. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. You can take control of this show. Bring up anything you want to. Coming up, we're going to tell you about a Festivus display right next to a Nativity display, next to a Zoroastrian display. Huh? We're going to come back with more. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a four-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means you can stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of the U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
We all have busy lives and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327, extension 150.
Soon I discovered that this rock thing was true. Jerry Lee Lewis was the devil. Jesus was an architect previous to his career as a prophet.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Tis the night before Christmas, and we're here live in the studio. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we want to talk to you about anything. Whatever happens to be on your mind, whether it be political or personal, you can get on the phones with us, like Skyler in Sarasota. Hello, Skyler.
Hey.
Hey.
I had one last comment. On Tuesday, you guys talked about the war on birds.
Oh, the war on birds, yes. You laugh about it, but it's for real, dude. It's serious.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of things like that that the government just creates these things out of nothing. And makes them into something huge.
There's 100, according to the article we read, there are 100 government employees dedicated specifically to bird interdiction, to wildlife interdiction.
I don't know, that thing about the 97 birds in a suitcase thing is pretty disturbing. Just because I knew one of those birds, I think his name was Pedro, in high school. And
what are you talking about?
I have no idea what... What?
I knew a bird in high school, that one of these, like, one of these birds...
He was an illegal bird.
I don't know if he was illegal. I don't think he was, but he was a parrot.
Oh, okay.
He was one of these, he was one of the parrot types that you were talking about, the lilac-crested parrot. And these birds, now, you said something about them, you know, wild, they just breed them in the United States. You know, wild, they just breed these birds. And you said you were going to talk about it on the next show, you guys never got to it. And one of the things is that these birds, they live for 65, you know, 50, 65 years.
Yeah, they get old.
Normal. Yeah, they live forever. And they don't breed very often either.
Okay.
If at all. And so it would be very, very difficult for these birds to breed in the country. And it's an awful thing that the government is doing this because these birds are very, like, they're almost like dogs. I mean, they can speak. They're very, very intelligent animals. They live for a very, very long time. And, you know, speaking from experience of actually, you know, seeing and interacting with one of these birds, they are very, what do you call it when you attribute human characteristics to an animal?
Personify?
Something like that. They're very, very human-like. They have personalities. They know people by face. They recognize people. They treat different people differently. They're very, very intelligent animals, and it's really an awful, awful thing that we're doing this to animals.
Thousands and thousands, according to this article, thousands of them die, hundreds of thousands, allegedly. I don't think it's said every year, but just over time, the illegal bird trade is what contributes to it. So the horrible thing is making it illegal, right? You agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think whenever the government has a war on anything, it's an awful thing.
Right. Well, thank goodness they're not calling it the war on birds, but that effectively is what it is, because it's prohibited.
Well, if they called it the war on birds, we'd have all sorts of more birds in the country.
That's true. We'd probably have a lot more bird droppings on the ground as well. All right, man, anything else on your mind tonight?
No, that's it.
Thanks, dude. We appreciate the call. 1-800-259-9231. Oh, he made the point that it'd be difficult to breed them here, but again, if it was legal and you could bring these things here, then it wouldn't be a problem. You'd have them here and they'd be breeding, and we'd probably figure out a way to clone them. And speaking of cloning...
I do have a cloning story.
Some lady paid $50,000 to get a cloned animal? Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. She loved her little kitty, and she wanted to have him cloned, so
Where's she from?
Big money. Server's having a little trouble here, so give me just a second.
$50,000. Now, I got to say, the picture of our animal, the Studio Beast, is on the website at freetalklive.com. You can see her picture there. And I would love to, if she got up in the ages, up around 14, 15, when it was time for her to kick the bucket. She's such a great dog. I'd love to have her cloned.
Well, I have a personal philosophy, and
okay.
It's not an accusatory philosophy against anyone else, but for me, there's a lot of other animals out in the world that are going to be created by chance and happenstance.
Yeah, you're right.
And they need love, or they could use love,
I guess. That's because people don't spay and neuter. That's why.
It's true. People don't spay and neuter, and it's a shame. But so you can always go to the pound and get another dog. Now, I don't want to say that any dog would replace the Studio Beast.
Certainly.
But at the same time, and with such a good girl she is.
Well, she was a replacement for another dog.
And actually, she was. But at the same time, they grow into their own personality, and you grow to love that animal. And so it does occupy a similar spot in your heart. And when the animal dies, or, you know, just like when a person dies, mm-hmm. I mean, you can grow very attached to these animals. When the animal dies, you feel badly, but then, you know, the new animal will fill your life with joy.
You're absolutely right. Okay, you've convinced me. I won't clone the Studio Beast.
Now, I also take this a step farther in my life. I don't believe in having your own children.
What?
I don't believe in having your own children, personally. I do not believe that I should have my own children.
But you think other people should be able to?
I believe that they should have that freedom. Okay. I think that they should listen to my point of view on it.
What is your point of view?
My point of view is that there's a lot of children in the world.
Yes.
That, you know, there's orphanages all over the world, not so much the U.S., but the U.S., there's older children that have, you know, for whatever reason, don't have people to take care of them.
Well, there's also black children, Hispanic children. It's the white babies that are in high demand.
Yes.
And, again, that's another barrier you've got to get over is, why can't you love a black kid as much as you love a white kid if you're a white person? I would have no problem with it, personally. I'm with you. I think I know where you're going, and I'm totally with you.
Well, my intention is when I do have children, is to go... I have gone to Haiti on mm-hmm. mission trips, and actually it was sort of for a mission. It was sort of for a radio station at the same time. But I've gone over there, and I've seen just the horrible conditions these people live in, and I know that there's orphanages over there, and so when I intend to have a child, I'm going to go to Haiti and get my child.
Really?
So it's going to be a little Haitian baby.
Right.
So consequently, black.
Yeah.
Probably, I would think.
But it'll be a baby. You're going to get a baby, right, not a teenage Haitian.
For me, I'm not interested in that.
Right, because then you can teach it language and all that from,
you know,
for
the whole growth process.
Right. I think it's a great idea, and I totally support where you're coming from on that. These poor kids are rotting in these orphanages, and not again, not just in Haiti, but around the world.
Mm-hmm. Mexico would be just as easy to get.
Yeah, if you think it's bad being in an orphanage or in a foster home here in America, it's got to be 10 times worse in any other country. And it is bad here in America because, gosh, it's usually the government that's involved, and anything with the government is just a bad scene.
At least in other countries, it's the Catholic Church usually, you know, churches usually doing these sorts of things.
Not only are you doing a good thing for yourself by getting yourself a child or whatever, if that's what you want to do, but you're doing a good thing for this kid, and it's the best thing that could ever possibly happen in its life is getting a parent like you, man.
And I can't say that I'm not tempted by the idea of having my own child. I that's kind of hardwired
into us.
It's an
ego trip.
It's sort of an ego thing, but I mean, wouldn't I love a child that I adopted just as much?
I think so, absolutely. And I think some people think that by having their own kids, they're going to be like them. No. Just because it's of your genes doesn't mean that kid's going to have anything like the same personality you have or have any of the same likes and interests
that you do.
It has a lot more to do with the way you raise it, I think.
That's the nature versus nurture argument, and I think that personalities are probably imprinted mostly from the nurture aspect. But if you had a litter of puppies, for instance, you can tell in a litter of puppies, there's some outgoing puppies, and there's some shy puppies,
okay.
There's some puppies that hang back. They each have their own little personality that they're sort of
obviously
born with.
Well, not necessarily that they're born with, but that they might just develop. Because when you're talking about dogs, you're talking about pack animals. And
I'm talking about very young puppies. Puppies
right,
that haven't had a chance to really develop
they start developing as soon as they develop the pack phenomenon, which is the alpha, the omega. They have the rank, and
they can't even see
when they can't see. You can tell which ones are outgoing.
Yes.
Wow, I didn't realize that. You're absolutely right. So there are some things that are built in, but nonetheless, help out the world and adopt a kid. I agree 100%. 1-800-259-9231. If you've got a comment, do it. Dial us up. 1-800-259-9231. We're actually here. It's Thursday night. We're here till 9 o'clock Eastern time. So join the show. Bring up anything. That's what we call it. Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Saluting the men and women of the armed forces. Of course, they wouldn't be all they could be without their mean machines. So when I come back, I'll tell you about the newest wheeled weapon in the art of war. This is Bobby Likas with some investment advice. Reduce cost and risk while protecting major investments, like the one you're driving right now. Here's the plan. Have your engine, transmission, driveline, power steering, and cooling system cleaned, flushed, and conditioned with BG products and professional services. I mentioned reducing risk. BG services include a 150,000-mile, 7-year protection plan free. Some restrictions apply, so get the facts at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Human and Machine, the most effective dynamic duo since the Cro-Magnon tossed a spear. But in today's war against terror, more sophisticated machines are emerging, like the concept HMMWV, or High Mobility Multipurpose Wheeled Vehicle. This machine, designed to stay out of the repair bay and in the battlefield, features interchangeable parts, rolling chassis, and a system that reduces engine changes from a whopping 10 hours to a battle-ready 20 minutes. Ergonomically, microclimate cooling and increased legroom assist our modern warriors in wielding this weapon. Now that's what I call reinventing the wheel. I'm Bobby Likens. Like us, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, where time becomes a loop, where time becomes a loop.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. You call in, we talk to you about anything, whether it be political or personal, whatever it is that's on your mind goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And it literally is Thursday night, the week of Christmas holiday. Some of you celebrate it, some of you don't. That's not the issue tonight. But if you want to talk about that, certainly. Anything you want to get off your chest, we're here for you. 1-800-259-9231. You can also communicate with us via the email address at ftl@freetalklive.com. ftl@freetalklive.com. We might just read your email live on the air. Plus, you can get interactive on the rest of the website. Enjoy the bulletin board system, the archive section, and the Shrine of Female Listeners, as well as much, much more. It's all there for you on the house. No charge, no monthly fee, or any of that other BS. freetalklive.com. So, where were we, man? Which we were in...
Well, I was supposed to read this article about this cloned cat.
Right.
And then we got to talking about adopting kids from Haiti.
Yes.
So, Dallas, the cat's out of the bag. A North Texas woman paid $50,000 to have her kitty cloned. Julie knew Nikki was a special cat. So, the Dallas area resident stored Nikki's tissue in a California company's gene bank. And when the firm, Genetic Savings and Clone, oh, you're kidding me, offered clients the chance to reproduce their precious pets for a price, Julie signed up. This month, she became the first owner of a
commercially cloned feline. United Kingdom?
No, this is here in the United States.
Seriously?
Yeah, she's from Texas, and she had the cat's tissue saved at a California company gene bank.
So the cat's dead, right?
Yeah.
So her cat died. She saved the tissue, gave it to, what was the name of this place again? Is this for real?
Genetic Savings
this
and Clone.
This isn't from The Onion or anything, right?
No.
This is for real.
Yeah, I'll tell you the
Genetic
source.
Savings and Clone.
Hold on just a second. Okay. I'll tell you the source. It's this is off of azcentral.com.
Okay, Arizona Central. Very good. For real. Wow.
The copied cat dubbed Little Nikki was born in Austin, Texas, and presented to Julie on December the 10th.
That's amazing.
Genetic Savings and Clone has not released Julie's last name, but reports that the airline industry employee is enamored with her new pet. I see absolutely no difference between Little Nikki and Nikki, Julie told the company. The woman spoke through the firm and did not respond to requests for an interview. Nikki, the elder, died at age 17 last year, but Little Nikki was picked up where his has picked up where his predecessor left off.
Wait a minute. Last year he died.
Yes.
So in 2003?
You think that she could have just gone and got another cat at this point?
She gave the tissue of the dead cat. She took the tissue from the dead cat and they somehow preserved it until now, until it could be cloned?
Yes.
That is amazing. I didn't realize we were this far along, man. Which, I mean, every time I hear a new story about cloning, it always just knocks me off my feet because I just don't realize how fast technology is coming along. I know we had Dolly the clone sheep, but it had problems. So I guess another question is what's the cat's name again?
Nikki.
Nikki. Is Nikki, the new Nikki, going to have some sort of internal bleeding or some sort of problem that, as a result of the cloning? And here's another question for you. I don't know if it describes this in the article, but she said it appears to be the same. I mean, literally the same? Is it? Does it have the spots in the same place?
When little Mickey yawned, I saw two spots inside his mouth, just like Mickey had.
Wow.
Julie said. Little Mickey loves water, just like Mickey did, and he already jumped into the bathtub, like Mickey used to do. Genetic Savings and Clone is the only company to offer cloned pets to pay to paying customers. The company previously funded cloning efforts at Texas A&M University in 2001. That project produced the first cloned household pet, a cat named Cece. Earlier this year, Genetic Savings and Clone launched the Nine Lives Extravaganza, offering clients the chance to clone a cat for $50,000. Five feline lovers signed up this year, said company spokesperson Ben Carlson. Julie was the first client to receive her cat. Four other cats are in various stages of production.
You know that these guys are going to get some more business now. I mean, because if they only got five people last year, they'll probably get 20 people in this next year.
They only had space for five. They just offered five cats. We're going to work on five cats.
I wonder, how long does it take for them to clone
a cat?
Apparently
it's a year.
Wow. That is fascinating.
Cloning Nikki, a Maine Coon, was a huge milestone for our company, Carlson said.
Yeah, no doubt.
Thrilling for us. The prospect of made-to-order clones has raised questions among ethicists and animal rights activists. And scientists and animal advocates have noted that clones are susceptible to a number of health problems.
Mm.
Wayne something or other, president of the Humane Society of the United States, said cloned animals often have physical abnormalities and aren't likely to live as long. Mm. It's done for no value.
Yeah, but how does he know that? I mean, we've only had cloned animals for, what, 5 years?
It's true, though. They only have 23 chromosomes.
I don't understand.
Well, sorry.
Wait, the clones have less. Is that more or less chromosomes?
Yes, what? They have half the amount of chromosomes. Because they're only an injected female egg.
Huh. Why can't they? I mean, that's just. It seems like to me.
I don't know everything about this. I'm just speaking from what I do understand.
It just seems to me that, okay, maybe that's true for now, but in another 5 years, they could perfect it, right? I mean, they could make it so that they have the exact right amount of chromosomes.
I don't think you can. I mean, I think that.
Dude, this is science. They can overcome any sort of boundary to make
an exact copy of you. I don't know.
These guys can do anything. Clearly, I mean, literally, science is opening up so many doors that most people would never have imagined 100 years ago. Can you imagine being it 1904, December of 1904, and having news like this come out?
That'd have been crazy.
Yeah, nobody would have been able to fathom something like this in the past. And here we are today, and the complaint is, well, clones aren't quite as good as regular
cats. His other complaint is it's all done for no valuable social purpose. Carlson said his company offers improved cloning techniques, and clients are cautioned about the pitfalls of cloning pets, he said.
Sure.
A lot of people have misconceptions about cloning. We make sure our clients understand we can't give them back their old pet.
Right.
Carlson likens clones to twins, telling clients that animals should be similar but not necessarily identical. The length of the cloning process, which involves producing an embryo and transferring it to a surrogate mother, varies but usually spans 5 to 7 months for a cat, Carlson said. Genetic Savings and Clone hopes to make the process more efficient. We need to be able to bring the price down to really generate enough business to succeed.
I wonder if it would happen if you approached the CEO of this company with the point that you made earlier about, well, what about all the other animals in the world? I mean, what about all the other dogs and cats that are running in the streets? I wonder what their response would be to that.
I wonder what it is, but I also support their right to provide a service that people are willing to pay $50,000
for. Thank you. I agree with that. Yes.
I mean, $50,000 is a lot of jack for a kitty just like the old one.
Now, I wonder if they give a guarantee. Because you know how when you go to the pet store and you buy a little puppy, it comes with a one-year warranty?
The answer to that would be no.
Really?
If you have five customers, what in the world would you give a guarantee for?
Yeah, good point. They're right on the cusp.
You want a guarantee? Oh, I'm sorry. Let's take the next in line.
They're on the bleeding edge of science, so yeah, you probably signed a waiver. The woman probably signed a waiver.
Yes.
Just because she wanted to have little
Nicky. If the cat freaks out and claws her eyes out, she's not going to have any recourse to sue this company.
Right. So they want to make the process more efficient. They want to streamline it. They want to make it so the price goes down so more people can be able to afford it. And I wonder if they cloned the cat with no sexual organs. Now, that would be an interesting little twist, right? Like if they could clone it to where it didn't have the ovaries or it didn't have its testicles or whatever, and therefore...
They're not doing that. I mean, that's not what's really going on here.
But as far as a way to address what you're saying, to address the problem of overpopulation, maybe we could just have all the regular cats and dogs die off and then just have cloned cats and dogs that are just born without genitalia.
I don't think I like the idea of that.
It would put a stop to the crazy dog reproduction that's going on out there.
Well, I would imagine that the clones are probably infertile. as the same as a mule is almost always infertile.
Hmm.
I guess they had a mule born not too long ago, which is an extremely rare occurrence. But a mule is a half horse, half donkey.
It's fascinating. And it's coming along. It's going to be, who knows what's going to be happening with cloning in 20 years from now.
They do have the prices of SPCA adoption fees in this article, though.
$70.
So
actually, for cats, probably like $50, at least around here in Florida. 1-800-259-9231. I think it's fascinating. I think it's exciting. I'm all for cloning. If you've got a comment, 1-800-259-9231. I promise we'll do the nativity thing next. It's Free Talk Live.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Are you concerned about the quality of air and purity of water in your household? If you answered yes, then you owe it to yourself and your family to check out the amazing benefits of owning your own personal ozone generator. With an ozone generator, you can kill bacteria and viruses in your drinking water. Get rid of that stale air in your house that keeps recirculating. Your new ozone generator will remove odors and provide a clean, fresh scent throughout your house. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises for one of the most affordable ozone generators available today. That number is 800-569-4340. The ozone generator is portable, has an internal blower for ozone disbursement into the air, and comes with a tube attachment for ozonating liquids. Best of all, it's affordable. It's only $385, and that includes the shipping. So call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340 for your personal ozone generator, or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
Hey, kids. You want a soundtrack that's going to make you feel tense and let you express your frustration?
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. It's Thursday evening. We're here live, unlike every other show in talk radio. We're dedicated to you, dedicating to bringing you live content as many nights of the week as possible. Normally it's 6 nights a week. However, this particular week, obviously the Christmas holiday, kind of throwing a monkey wrench into my devious plans to bring Free Talk Live to the
That
populace.
Old Christmas elf is bringing me 2 days off.
Yep. So tomorrow and Saturday, while our show will be on the air, every single hour of the show will be a time warp hour. Just like the 9 to 10 o'clock hour tonight will be. However, starting on Monday, you get to work an extra 5 hours a week, man. Woohoo! Because Monday through Friday, starting this coming Monday, Free Talk Live will be a 3 hour a night live show. So instead of that last hour being the time warp hour, it'll be live. And so we're excited about that. And of course, we still have our Saturday night show from 8 to 10 o'clock as well on Eastern Time. Also, you should be aware that the following Saturday night show, the 31st, is not going to be live either. So keep that in mind. 1-800-259-9231. That way you can go and get S-faced drunk on New Year's Eve. Is that what you're going to do, Manwich?
No, I don't want a headache.
No. You had one of those today, didn't you?
And I did have a headache today. I'm sick.
Poor baby.
I don't know if you can tell from my voice, but I'm not well today.
Personally. I can't tell. Anyway, so, one final word on the whole cloning thing. Somebody brought up something online just a few moments ago suggesting that the companies that are doing this cloning, what was it, Genetic Savings and Clone?
Clone.
Suggesting that they might be putting in genetic problems to the cats or to the dogs on purpose in order so that the person has to come back to them in another 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, because their cat kicked off early and buy an extra cat. It's possible.
I wouldn't. If my cat keeled over in 5 years that I paid $50,000 for, I'm not going to go pay the same company $50,000 for another one.
But you have to understand the mentality of this woman that did this. I mean, she's so nutty, she paid $50,000 to have her cat back.
Well, she does have the advantage.
If it dies in 5 more years, she'll probably pony up another $25.
She does have the advantage of being the first person on the planet with a clone cat.
Right.
So, I mean, that's something.
First person on your block with a clone cat. Yeah. I got it. Well,
and after you've had a clone cat, they're not so great anymore.
Well, here's what I have to say to that accusation. It's like the movie The Sixth Day with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Have you seen that?
I don't think so.
If you're interested in cloning, you should see it. It's actually a really good movie. It's funny. It's got some good action in it, and it has to do with cloning.
And he's going to be president soon, so we want to get all the...
I don't know about all that. But in the movie, that's what they discover. They discover that this company, this evil corporation, has been implanting these genetic modifications that make it so you die sooner. You come out with some disease after 5 years, and you have to get yourself cloned again, basically. And I figure, well, that might be the case if it is true. Maybe it is.
Mm-hmm.
But as this comes along, as cloning gets more popular, there will be competition coming.
Yes.
Because right now, you pretty much can only choose Genetic Savings and Clone. And they've got you for $50,000 if that's what you want to do. But 5 years down the road, there might be 10 different companies to choose from, all of them guaranteeing a certain minimum lifespan or a certain period that they're disease-free. And so as time goes on, the clones will get better. So I think that's the answer there. Anyway, Christmas scene allowed on public property? Well, so are other religions. In Bartow, Florida, when a Florida church group put
cue the banjos.
I don't have my banjo music. You shouldn't have said that. Nativity scene on public property, officials warned it might open the door to other religious and not-so-religious displays. And they were right. Since the nativity was erected in Polk County, displays have gone up honoring Zoroastrianism.
That's great. I mean, no, there's no Zoroastrians.
I don't even know what that means.
A half a million Zoroastrians on the planet now. I mean, it's a basically dead religion. It's the religion that Judaism more or less evolved from.
Okay.
And then, of course, Christianity evolved from Judaism. So, therefore, Christianity has evolved from Zoroastrianism.
And so it's basically as old as Hammurabi's Code or something like that.
Oh, it's old, old stuff. I believe that...
It says here in dictionary.com, the religious system founded by Zoroaster and set forth in the Avesta, teaching the worship of Ahura Mazda in the context of a universal struggle between the forces of light and darkness.
Yes. The difference is that they had equal gods of good and evil, whereas in Judeo-Christian philosophy, the God is powerful and the devil is
not as powerful, in fact,
created and weak.
Right.
Although somehow affects us.
Zoroastrianism sounds like a lot more fun, like a lot more action.
Yeah.
As far as in the biblical
scripture. Ahura Mazda and Zahura Man are out there whacking it out in the celestial plane.
Now, Mazda, is that where Mazda got its name from?
Could be.
The car company? Are they saying their cars are godlike? Is that what they're saying?
Well, I'm sure that somebody has called their car the Angel. Somewhere along the line.
Well, anyway, also, it turns out not only are they celebrating Zoroastrianism on public property, but the fake holiday Festivus, which is featured on the TV sitcom Seinfeld. The Polk County Commission voted 4-1 Wednesday to prevent the nativity scene to remain across the street from the courthouse, obviously on government property, as well as to make that area a public forum open to any type of display. And I think that's fair, because if you're the government, and you're supposed to be separate from church and state, but you allow one religion to post something on your government property, you should allow everybody else to. I mean, do you agree with that much?
I do agree with that much.
Well, so they did. And the commission insisted that...
I don't think that the government has any place in religion. Therefore, I don't think that the government should allow any displays on the property.
I agree with that as well. But if you're going to allow one, then you do have to allow everybody.
and what you get is a free-for-all.
And
I mean, there aren't any Zoroastrians in Bartow, Florida. I'm sorry.
There's at least
somebody
one.
Somebody put it up as a joke.
Well, how do you know that? And we can't. Actually, they don't have a picture of the Zoroastrian display. They took a picture of the Festivus sign.
I can't imagine what you'd put up as a Zoroastrian display. It's the religion of the flame.
Maybe they've got a Mazda.
Maybe it's a Mazda on fire.
Yeah, Mazda Miata or something like that. Festivus for the rest of us is the sign, and we'll tell you a little bit more about this. That is funny. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You got just a few moments more to take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they'd buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars.
I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. The final moments of the broadcast. We're here until 9 o'clock Eastern Time Live. And after 9, you get another hour of the show, but it is the Time War. Now, what hour is that, Manwich?
The Time War!
There you go.
I love that.
This is your show. You can take control and bring up anything you want. As of next week, there is going to be no more Time Warp Hour in the third hour of the show, because we're going to be live. We're going to be live from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, which is huge news for us. We're very excited about that. So stay tuned for that. Keep in mind, tomorrow, Saturday, we're not doing live shows, but our show will be on the air in Time Warp fashion. And also Saturday the 31st will be a Time Warp episode as well. But throughout the week next week, you'll get 3 hours of Free Talk Live per night for your listening pleasure. And, of course, we have our Saturday show, again, from 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So we talked about cloning. We talked about speed limits. We talked about naked 17-year-olds in video games. and all kinds of fun stuff tonight.
And Festivus.
And Festivus for the rest of us. Actually, I've never even seen that episode, but that just sounds funny.
It is funny.
The Festivus thing. What's going on is in Bartow, Florida, the Polk County Commission voted 4-1 to allow a nativity scene to be across. Somebody put up a nativity scene across the street from the government's courthouse.
Across the street, okay.
And
on government property?
Apparently
then?
It is on government property, okay. Because otherwise they wouldn't be able to vote on it, right?
I guess. I suppose they could vote on anything they'd like.
And well,
but if they vote on the nativity scene,
they have a lawsuit on their hands.
If they vote on the nativity scene on my front lawn,
right? You'd be able
that's
to sue them.
A big old problem.
Exactly. So somebody put a nativity scene up, and then the commission voted to allow anybody to put something up. Because if you're going to allow one thing, you have to allow everybody, which is why
seems
we
fair.
Shouldn't allow anybody in the first place. But they did it, and as a result, the Zoroastrians put something up. The Festivus.
Who are the Zoroastrians, you say?
I don't know. Maybe
well,
there'll be one of them here.
It's a big joke.
Well, it looks like...
I believe you could look up... go to Zoroastrian.com and check out something,
But too. The commission insisted that unless someone claims a particular display and submits a written request asking it remain, it would be removed. By Wednesday evening, no one had claimed the Festivus display, and the commission said it would come down. A woman claimed this, so these people are just kind of putting them up in the middle of the night and they're not claiming them.
Well, it's just a sign that says Festivus for the rest of us.
Right. A woman claimed the Zoroastrianism display, which was to stay. So there is at least one person in there that does celebrate Zoroastrianism. The debate began December 15th when a handmade creche with the figures of Joseph, Mary, and baby Jesus was erected by a Bible study group from the First Baptist Church of Bartow. The real spirit of Christmas is the birth of blah, 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 blah. Other displays are fine, too, he said. If someone wants to do that, it's their right. And damn right, it sure is.
You know, from what I've read, Jesus was born in July.
You're right. Those conniving Christians decided to take over a pagan holiday and move Jesus' birth date to December because what happened was the pagans were celebrating winter solstice or whatever it was around this time, and it was a huge, huge thing in the olden days, and the Christians, they wanted to kind of get a piece of the action. So they just sort of changed Jesus' birthday to December 25th so they could kind of nudge in on all the celebration that was going on already.
I think that more or less the Christians conquered these pagans, as you're saying, and they made...
Well, that wouldn't be very Christian of them to conquer.
Well, that's what they do. That's what they did anyway. And then in order to make the transition easier for them to Christianity, they took a lot of the already celebrated... for instance, a lot of pagans celebrated, you know, this... mother figure. So suddenly Jesus' mother rises to the forefront. Mary's amazing. Not mentioned that much in the Bible.
1-800-259-9231. And the real kicker here is the Festivus people, they just put up a sign. They didn't actually put the bare aluminum pole instead of a tree, which is the symbol of Festivus. So they didn't do it. They didn't do it all out. 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive with us throughout the holiday online at freetalklive.com, and we'll see you Monday at 7 o'clock Eastern Time.
U.S.